The Thrive Podcast, led by faith to elevate His name, encourage the body of Christ, enrich our families, and serve our brothers and sisters through hard work and with integrity, bringing glory to God. This is how we thrive. And now, your host, Casey Majorca.
And welcome back to the Thrive Podcast. Today we got a special show for you. This is the post Men's Advance edition. We just got done. I'm releasing this right after. I mean, the guys are just getting out of the chow hall, and this is going to be released. They just got announced that this is going on. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring Brian in, and he's going to tell us about something big that's coming to Faith and Victory Church next. So we've got this whole weekend, we've been building the guys up. We've been talking about Jesus. We've been just trying to make sure everybody is equipped and leaves there equipped to be a man of God. And it's a great thing. It's a great feeling. We all have great fellowship, great camaraderie, and we're going to keep that going this year. So I'm not even going to tell you anything else. We're going to go straight into it, and we're going to talk about exactly what's to come. Today we have a very special guest. We have Mr. Brian Faith, who's joining us as a deacon candidate from FVC, Faith and Victory. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this is a special episode. This is an episode that's not going to release on one of the normal days I release. We've actually decided to release this right after the men's advance that's happening. Well, if you're listening to this right after, it just finished. So tell us, why are we here?
So we are here to discuss let's call it a pilot program for now.
I like pilot programs.
I figured you would, since, you know, you're a pilot.
I'm saying.
So it's let's start out with how it started first. So it started actually before I actually started going to Faith and Victory. God started calling me to men and being more involved in a men's group. And unfortunately, the church that we went to before Faith and Victory just really didn't have a men's program. They would have sporadic things here and there. I did take part in a men's fraternity, which we will actually be diving into in this program. It'll be one of the tools we use. We'll say tool for now.
Guys like tools.
We do. I love tools. I try to get my wife to let me buy them all the time. So the goal of this program, and so anyway, God called me to the men's program and trying to lead men. I tried to start it there. Nothing really kindled, and to tell you the truth, I just kind of abandoned it for a long time. And then I came to the men's advance last year.
Because men don't retreat.
That's right. We advance. I came there. God started poking at me and saying, hey, you need to do something. And I kind of ignored it. Shamefully saying so, I did ignore it for a while. And I would say sometime around the end of summer, I started saying, okay, God, I'm hearing you now. I was hearing you before, but I was choosing not to. God started putting it on my heart again, started looking at the men's fraternity. And I think sometime around the men or the women's event, I approached Pastor Matt with it and said, hey, you know, I'd like to start this men's fraternity because, you know, it seemed like a good idea not to start my own program. It's just, let's piggyback off somebody else. And that'll be good enough for God, right? And so I started, I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to get the program ordered, and I'm going to get into this, and it's going to be great. Men's fraternity. All right. Woohoo. We're doing men's fraternity at Faith and Victory.
Yeah.
And then God just is like, yeah, it's not going to be good enough. And I'm like, come on. I'm starting this program, and, you know, I'm doing this and this. And, God just started putting, you know, different people in my lives and, you know, not anybody in particular, like, hey, this person, but a mixture of people, men in particular at Faith and Victory. And I started interacting with them and getting to know them. I'm like, all right, it's great. I mean, I feel like we have this, you know, bond from Faith and Victory, but I feel like it doesn't carry through as much as it should. And God started showing me this more and more that, you know, yeah, we'll do the church. We always do church. And I think overall, Faith and Victory is probably one of the stronger, actual, definite meaning of church families that I've seen out there.
You heard it here first. Wait, no, you didn't. We've said that a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we're saying it now too, so that counts. So that just started weighing heavy on my heart, and I knew God was calling me at that point to start in that direction. So I started reading the Bible and started praying, you know, hey, you know, God, just show me what you want. Show me what this thing looks like. And nothing. There was nothing for a while. Now I realized I wasn't right, quite where I needed to be, because I was still in that mindset of what was going to be good enough to please God instead of what was, you know, what he was calling me to do.
Right.
So ultimately I started going to, the Bible even more so, praying even more so, and, asking other people in our small group for prayer while I was trying to go through it. And, God just kind of showed me Romans 12. I read it like six times. I just kept going over it, and I'm like, what are you wanting me to get from this? And finally I came over the, in my Bible, it says, something to the effect of life like a Christian. And it pretty much states in there about brotherly love and love in the church. And depending on what version you have, I looked at probably 7 or 8 different versions trying to get every which way and reading it. And one of the Bible dictionaries that I found actually defined it, brotherly love, as loving someone as if they're your family or a member of your family. And I'm like, oh, that's it. That's what I've been going for. That's what I've been looking for all this time. And it was like, I kid you not, it was like 9 o'clock on a Saturday, I think, when I was finding it. And Nicole's like, you know, are you ready for bed? And I'm like, no, I just found it. I'm ready to go.
I just got fired up.
Yeah. I just got started. It's morning time. Let's get some coffee.
Yep.
So I started just going. And, just this thing that I thought was going to be so simple of one day per month is what Pastor Matt and I first started talking about, is, you know, tying it in with the men's breakfast. And I realized at that point it couldn't just be a one day a month thing. It had to be more. It felt cheapening the effect by just doing it one day. When it was men's fraternity, yes, we could do one day a month and make it work. But I felt that God was wanting so much more out of our men at the church and more out of me. So, you know, that's where it started, with a simple idea of men's fraternity, and it just kind of boiled into this bigger program. And the basis of the whole thing is what I've come to realize now is anybody that's ever been part of a team, a fraternity, military, anything, any sort of organization where you had tightness, you relied on somebody, they relied on you. They, you know, they could come to you for advice. They could come to you for wisdom. They could come for you to accountability. You know, that's what I think there is that within Faith and Victory with, you know, certain groups. There's guys I feel I can be accountability and right with. But what I think my end goal on this is for all the guys to come together and be like, boom, hey man, how's that thing going? And you know, going through this men's fraternity, I believe that the way it's set up, and I don't want to give away everything right now, because I want people to come to the night. We're gonna have a setup night.
Yeah, we gotta leave something on the table.
Yeah, we gotta leave something on the table. Something to get you there. I'm not giving you everything here.
Yes.
So it's broken up in two parts. The first part is where you're working on yourself. You know, men have lots of issues. We don't like to talk about them. We don't like to show them. And, you know, we feel like we're tougher if we don't. But in all reality, we're just, you know, people hurting just like anyone else.
Right, right.
So the first part deals with all that and defining manhood as God's, you know, as a man that's God's designed. Not what the world is. Wow. If you ask the world, they'll give you all kinds of answers on what it is. And none of them are probably close to what it actually is.
Well, especially lately, the definition of a man is very loose definition.
Yeah, very, very loose. So that's the first half. The second half is actually putting that into action. And everyone that's involved in it will be asked to put together a manhood plan, which is pretty, I did it. I've done it before. So it's actually a really cool thing because it's guys want a plan. They want, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. I mean, you know, even way back to when you're playing football on the, you know, on the playground, you sit there with a stick in the mud or on your hand, you go, okay, you go this way and you go off to the right and I'm going to find whoever's open. That's how our brains work. We want a plan. We want to put something together. We want to fix it. So I think in doing that, this program is going to be able to, you know, help a lot of people, a lot of men. And I mean, the ultimate goal is to put this manhood plan into play and show your daughters and your sons, you know, what it looks like, what this thing looks like. And ultimately, you know, show your wife. I mean, nothing, you know, makes a wife happier than when a man steps into his role that God's given him. So I think that'll overall is going to be a huge success in our church.
Absolutely. You know, you can't go wrong when you go along with God's plan. And, you know, one of the things that I was just actually listening to a sermon about this, and it's I had just posted it on the Thrive Podcast Facebook page, and it was God's Perfect Plan for Marriage. And in that, he talks a little bit about this stuff. And one of the things is that the man's role in God's plan is to be the head of the household. Now, that doesn't mean he carries the clubs everybody in the house into doing what he says. That's not how this works. You're still a team. And again, I'm trying not to be the voice of the world, because the world is going to sit there and say, oh, you guys are a team and you're just going to do stuff together and it's going to be hunky-dory. This is not what we're talking about, okay? It's more of, listen, I'm going to lead my house spiritually, and in certain cases, if it's safety, there's certain times the man is just going to take the definite lead, okay? Sometimes the wife is much better in leading with kids, and sometimes the roles are reversed. We're all designed different. God designs us in a specific way, but when it comes down to the end of the day, the man is in charge of the spiritual health of the family. And what's great about that, it's all in the Bible. All of this stuff, it's right there.
Yes, it is.
All you got to do is find it. And what you're doing is, it sounds like you're just helping us all navigate through the Bible. Where are all these little nuggets that we need to be learning?
That's correct. I think you're absolutely right. I think there's too many times where, you know, especially in Christianity, I think it's a huge, huge error on people's parts where they think that just because I'm the head of the house, I know it was like that when I was growing up. I remember specifically my father saying, hey, I'm the head of the house and what I say will go. And, you know, that is not what God designed the man's place to be. He's supposed to be the pastor of his home. Just like, you know, all the pastors of the church, they're not there to knock you on the head as soon as you do something wrong. They're there to mentor you and help you grow ultimately and lead you, like you just said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So another aspect of this program that we're going to be starting, the FVC Brotherhood, I'm just going to like plug that every now and again and try to get it in people's heads.
That's cool. I mean, if you just want to see FVC Brotherhood every now and then, because then, you know, that way these guys know that the FVC Brotherhood is what exactly this is about.
Right. So I think my goal is to set it up at different levels. So our church has a very large military population.
Correct.
Or prior military. Everybody in that group, they know what it's like, you know, to rely on people in this thing. My goal is, I'm kind of using that as a basis for the program and set it up like that, because that's my ultimate goal. You ask any military person out there that's out of the military, what do you miss most? And they're going to say, man, I miss the camaraderie. I miss the brotherhood. I miss being able to, you know, go up to somebody and say, hey, I got this problem. Or, hey, can you help me with this? Or would you lay down your life for me? That's what it should be. I mean, these people in the first century church, they laid down their life for each other. It was literally to go to church. What we define as church today, you know, as a meeting of people, is they died. They were stoned. They were beaten. They [S2] Yep. [S1] Were poisoned. All these things, and we just take that for granted. And I think that's what we need to get the people back to, that core basis of, you know, breaking bread and fellowshipping. That is not having cookies in the AMC after Sunday service.
Correct. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that it shouldn't solely be that. Yeah, it should not be just that, and that, and that's that. That, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I think we all need to get to the point where it's like, okay, I need to get out of my Sunday bubble.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't live my Christianity around, I went to church, what more do you want from me? Well, God wants all of your heart, and he doesn't just want to rent it on Sunday. So I think you're absolutely right. You know, like we said, there's nothing wrong. The AMC is awesome. Come by right after church. You know, you got to come by 9 and 11. Yep, look what I did there. Plug that. But no, I mean, all joking aside, you go in there on Sunday, that's great. You got six other days throughout the week, and that's exactly what we're talking about here is, you know, how many of us, now let's all be honest, guys, how many of us go home Sunday and sometimes, and we've all had this week, we're all being honest here right now, by the time you make it home, you pretty much slip right back into your old ways, okay? I'm guilty of it, but I'll tell you, when you put God first and you start checking in with your brothers more often, when you start going to more church events, when you start plugging into the Bible more, that doesn't happen so often. So I think that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, I would agree. But we'd like to break it down into like accountability. I think that God just keeps pushing accountability onto me. And, you know, I think that's got to be a huge, you know, we're men. You know, I'm the kind of guy where, what am I doing wrong?
Yep.
I know what I'm doing right for the most part, but what am I doing wrong? Give me what I'm doing wrong. You know, sometimes it might not always feel good. It doesn't feel good to be told what you're doing wrong, but it's unfortunately one of the aspects of being a Christian is, you know, accountability. And I think that's huge. It's going to play a huge role in this thing. And I would like to start it out with two-man accountability partners and then move into, possibly a few of those people getting together. I haven't worked it all out perfectly as far as how we're going to do this, because right now we're just trying to get in there and break the ground and get these guys together, but get a couple of these groups together and get them working together and doing activities, not just, you know, coffee at Starbucks, everyone, you know, go out and do something, go see a movie together. You know, there's lots of guys doing that right now in the church. They're doing these movie nights for guys, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I would like to have a larger events, you know, where guys are coming together. I know, man, I feel it's great that this is coming out the day it's coming out too. I just like to, on a sidebar, because I'm like, I just want to go, now what? Now what?
Yep.
You've been feeling this whole way, this whole weekend at the men's advance. And I find myself in this like odd parallel universe where we're sitting here talking today, but it's coming out and I know what's coming, you know, because of last year where it was my first year, but still, I still remember that feeling. And I yearned for that feeling I felt at the end of the men's advance where I'm just like, dude, let's go.
Yes.
We can
it's
all,
go time.
There's about 50 of us, probably more. I don't know. I didn't count. But like, dude, we could easily take a small city right now. Let's go. You know, just ready. I mean, fired up
with
for
the
Jesus.
Energy.
Just
ready.
Yeah. I mean, but I noticed even like that day that I left last year, it's kind of like, you just like, oh, you come to that realization. Like it's the Sunday at 4 o'clock realization that you come to, like, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yep.
But for me, it was, oh man, I have to go back to the secular world tomorrow.
Yes.
And so I just say for all the guys listening, you know, to this right now, now what? What are you going to do about it? You've had this great weekend with all these guys and meeting new guys and growing in your relationship with Jesus Christ and with the guys around you that are fighting the same battles that you are. And whether or not you think you're the only guy fighting that addiction or whatever your thing is, or whatever your sin that you keep going back to, you're not the only guy out there fighting it. I will tell you that now.
Yes.
I've thought that before, and I've had a guy come up to me and say, hey, will you pray for me? I'm struggling with this. And I look at him like, and then after later, I'm like, oh man, I looked at him like, you're a sinner. But my look was like, oh my goodness, I have that same issue, or I do the same thing.
Yep.
And you know, we all need to work together, and you're not going to find, you know, Jesus Christ died for all of us. We have that in common. That's great. There's nobody out there, you know, there's nobody else you should be able to rely on more than the brother next to you.
Absolutely.
And we need to build that. I mean, I can't stress it enough. We need to build that relationship. So I just say, what now? Now what? Now what are you going to do? You have the information. You've seen it. Now what are you going to do with it? So if you're really, you know, if you're really convicted right now about what I'm saying and what you has been happened this whole weekend at the men's advance, then do something about it. Don't just sit there and go right back to the puke. The puke is the world, your sin. You know, a dog returns to vomit. We are not dogs. We are men.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm getting fired up now.
I am ready to go, man.
I'm about to go start a campfire and cook a squirrel.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, man. No, he's got me fired up now. Let me tell you something. I am so excited. And again, yeah, it's kind of weird. We're sitting here and guys, we're all excited. And let me tell you something. We've been through it before. Okay. And it's awesome. If this is your first time having gone through it, it's going to be an awesome high that you're going to be coming down from. Okay. But here's the cool part. This is in place to help keep that going. We want you to have that excitement. We want you to have that passion and that love. We want that to keep going. Okay. So that's why Brian's here. Okay. He's bringing this program together so that this feeling that you have right now keeps going, because I know you're listening to this. Probably you started listening to this under duress because we're going to force you to listen to this. Okay. But by now you're all amped up. Okay. Cause you still got this juice flowing. All right. So where is this going to happen? What's it going to look like when you're talking about these meetings in the group? What all is it going to entail?
So at this point, you know, we're going to jump right into the men's fraternity pretty quickly, probably after like the second meeting time. So right now our meetings, our set meetings are the time together. We're going to be looking at Saturday after the men's breakfast. So men's breakfast is going to be starting at 8 a.m. now and going till 9. So around 9:30, give people a chance to clean up, because the guys that are cleaning up and doing all that good stuff, they're not going to want to miss it. And, you know, they're going to get the feelings hurt if they do. So we're not going to do that. The second time is I'm thinking a Thursday night, and we'll kind of see who shows up, and kind of like Pastor Crystal did with her Revelation class, kind of get a tally of what a safe time is, because I don't want people to miss this. I don't want to start it a half an hour early when people aren't off work. They're still trying to commute, especially traffic's getting worse. So as far as what it's going to look like, we're going to kind of show up, do a little fellowship, get into the lesson of whatever we're going to do, and then it's going to be small group time after that. I think a very key point is, a couple key points I'd like to cover here right before we close out is, you know, men, we're very rugged on the outside, but ultimately we need a safe place to meet and talk and discuss things. And we love our wives, and our wives are, you know, God's wonderful creation, helpers that he gave us, just like the Holy Spirit, but they're not there, and that's not their time. Just like the men's advance isn't for them. This is the same thing. This is a time for men to fellowship together, to grow with one another. And, you know, frankly, the wives can stay at home, and the stuff that's talked about there and discussed stays there. It's a brotherhood. We don't go out on ours. We take care of ours. So that's what we're going to be doing there. The other thing is, you know, guys need cheerleaders. We're going to say cheerleaders. Guys need cheerleaders.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, this just needs to be an encouraging group as well. You know, I mentioned accountability earlier, and that's going to play a big part of it. So if you come here to this group and this brotherhood, then you better be prepared to be corrected if you're out of line. At the same time is when there's praise to be given and encouragement to be given, then that needs to be given as well. So we want to create a safe, because men, we can bottle things up and not talk. I can do it all day. You know, anybody can do it all day.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's the important thing is, you know, we need to be able to unwind and just share with one another. And I think those two key points there are going to be able to make that happen. But, you know, we also need to have a good time and go out and let off some steam and act like, you know, men. I have some things in the oven right now, so I'm not going to release them yet. You guys are going to have to come to the group to find out what these cool things that we're going to do are.
I can't believe it. After all of that, there's still more. All right. No, I'm loving it, man. I'm so excited about this. So excited for you guys. Again, you're listening to this right after the men's advance. So, you know, congratulations making it through that in all the meetings. I mean, there's going to be some good stuff coming out of that. So very happy for you guys and glad you had a good time. In the meantime, Stay tuned. We've got the men's breakfast first Saturday of every month, 8 to 9 now. And then following that at 9:30, FBC Brotherhood, not to be missed. Trust me on this. All right. Brian, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
After hearing it all over again, I am so excited for what's coming. This is just an awesome program that Brian's put together. I am really excited. I don't know about you guys out there. I'm going to be there. And if you're not there, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to miss out on some great stuff. And we don't want you to miss out, man. We don't want to miss you. We want to be there with you. So please come on out. Definitely get plugged into this program. You will not regret it. Your wife won't regret it. Your kids won't regret it. I promise you, you are going to get something out of this program. All right, so this week, this is episode 16, we got another giveaway. This week, our giveaway is going to be yet another Find Dave Ramsey book. Why? Because that's all I've got right now, guys. But I promise you, I got more stuff coming. I got great ideas. But not to belittle these prizes, man. These are good books. Let me tell you, I've read all these books. Great information in them. And not to be missed. So, you know, keep listening. Keep commenting. And you will find out that you might just win. You got to love it. You got to love this. Again, you're just listening. It's free, free 90 free here only. All right. So anyway, let's get right to it. This week's winner is going to be Angie Rankin. Thank you so much, Angie, for your comments, for listening in. We're really excited that you ended up winning this week. And don't forget out there, keep listening to the episodes and you might just be the next winner. You never know. All right. Next week, we're coming back with part two of our prophecy podcast that we had with Pastor Crystal Krichunas and Amanda Mott. You thought the first part was great. Man, wait till we get to the second part. And I'll tell you, we got all the way to the end of this thing. We recorded this whole thing. It took us an hour to record this whole thing. And at the end, we're all three sitting there like, oh, we forgot about this. We forgot about this. I might just have to bring them back to wrap it all up. It also depends on the questions. So please send in those questions, those comments. Keep letting us know what you like, what you don't like. I take that back. Tell us what you like, okay? And we'll keep building on that. Anyway, just comment. Best place to do is the Facebook page. Just like us on Facebook, Thrive Podcast. Or you can hit us up at thrivepodcast@gmail.com. Until next week, remember, God doesn't want you to just survive. He'd like you to thrive. Have a blessed week.